live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you to BBS for making this possible for us, for Wynn and the whole crew to be able to be heard on the internet. I think it's important that is happening, and I welcome everyone listening into this. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And so far, we have only two people here. I hope many will join in the next few minutes. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving. And
well, maybe they're going over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house for Thanksgiving.
Maybe so.
They have no cell phone connection.
that's right. Well, you know, those woods are kind of deep, man. All those trees kind of disrupt up.
Welcome to the next caller. Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. Anna from Kent.
Oh, hi, Anna. Good evening.
Thank you. Do you too.
All right.
Is that Kent, Washington?
Yes.
Hi, Washingtonian. This is Cecil, the C6 Sea Serpent from Seattle.
Oh, hey, Cecil.
Probably wet down there too, huh?
Quite. But not real cold at today. Anyway.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening. Welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving, almost.
You as well, yes. Yeah. Good evening, Terry.
Hi.
I recognize your little laugh, and then I see your phone number. Thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm good. We just went and had Thanksgiving dinner at Coffee Pot. They have a free Thanksgiving dinner for everybody that wants to come.
Yeah, awesome.
Did you get a hat?
I wore a hat, you know, my fire hat. I got it last year.
Good.
Well, free is awfully good price.
I can't do better than that.
Welcome, Terry.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hi.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Right. And I welcome all those listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for. And the next person that joined in on the phone line, thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Joe here.
Hi, Joe. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Joe.
Good to hear your voice. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley. Good evening.
Thank you.
All right. Another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Don. Good evening and welcome.
Thanks.
All right. And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings, hi, from Sedona.
Hello, positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, my friends. All right. So, Terry, do you know about Wynn, his whereabouts?
Yeah, we just drove in and he went into his room. So...
We'll hang in here and
yeah. It was a pain.
More
attention.
People to join in. Somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's April, Las Vegas.
Hello, April. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Good evening,
hi,
Bonnie.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Hi there.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hey.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location. If you want to, welcome. So the evening before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Is everyone great Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Thank you.
I think it's one of the greatest holidays. Family, you know, it creates a good energy nationwide.
Yes, yes. Although when I lived in San Francisco, they called it un-Thanksgiving and had a ritual annual at the island, the Native American.
Treasure Island?
Yes, on Treasure Island, yeah. And you know what we did to the Indians. That's awesome.
Yeah. Good evening to the next caller. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Deb in Oregon.
Hello, Deb. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello, hi. Thank you.
Everybody have something to be thankful for and appreciate to say at the family Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
I got up on this side of the
breathing.
Grass. I got up this morning on the green side of the grass, so that's good.
I hear you.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Who's that?
Hi, it's Minderhout.
Oh, hi. You sounded like some old lady.
He did. Sometimes.
Stop coming to his defense.
It sounds like a compliment to me.
Oh, it just might be, considering what you usually sound like. God, am I being bad?
Yeah.
I've gotten used to you over the years, Wynn.
Yeah.
Wasn't
kind of
easy.
Hard to get used to sometimes.
Wasn't easy.
No.
What do you have in mind for tonight's show here on BBS Radio, Wynn?
I don't know. You know, I make these things up as we go.
Yes.
Actually.
You want to do a Thanksgiving open mic?
Well, we have a couple of questions that came in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Of course, it's Q&A. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought it was Monday. On Monday, I thought it was Wednesday.
But you know what? Terry has gotten so that it's easier for her to channel. In fact,
mm-hmm.
It's easier for her to channel than it is to talk.
Now you're getting like me.
She is
more confident.
Yeah. But she moves in and out of it more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Lewitt.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope you're working on your book little by little, too.
Yeah, I was just talking with Alan, our friend Alan, about it and putting it into book format.
Oh, this would be so interesting.
Yeah. I'm running out of ways to modify it. Pretty much done.
Yeah.
I thought of putting a little bit about Robin Williams in there because he was so funny, but I don't know. So far I've left him out. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, we tried to do the death walk with him after he died. With the death walk is where you take him, you guide him to the heaven realm. And so we started guiding to the heaven realm, and he says, I don't want to go because the censors might be worse than the censors on Mork and Mindy.
And now you're speaking of the walk of death. Is it through the tunnel of light or not?
And the times that I've done it, like, was with my friend John, it was through the tunnel, which the tunnel is of light, and it gradually raises your frequency so you match heaven and you let go of the earth realm. But then with Michael Jackson, it was just straight to the gate of heaven, and he didn't want to go.
Wow.
Because he wanted to do his tour of 50 shows, but it was a little impractical because he didn't have a body. but he didn't want to go yet.
Details.
Yeah.
People would have paid to see Michael the Ghost.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But
did you know? Did you guys know that Paul McCartney is a fake?
A fake?
What do you mean?
Is there some
imposter
proof of it?
It's not really Paul.
It's a stand-in.
Someday I'm going to send an email out on it. I'm not kidding. either Paul died in 1966. Remember when all those rumors were going around about Paul being dead? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So he was. He actually died.
It's a different height.
Abbey Road album showed him with his no shoes on walk across the street.
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff. If you go look it up on YouTube, you'll find that they replaced Paul with a guy that was taller than Paul, had a different facial features. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt. He happened to have been talented, so he was able to fill the shoes, okay? But there's absolutely no doubt that it's not the original Paul. Okay? Look it up.
I don't want to.
No, right? I mean...
just look it up if you're so interested.
Yeah, look it up if you're interested.
Of course.
But you know, I think the value of it is that you realize what a bunch of idiots we are in this realm. And how they can pull the wool over our eyes, and they do.
That's why they call us sheep. That's why they call us sheeple.
Yeah.
And I see it every day when I look up in the almost every day. I look in the sky, and all people are just blind for it. But it's just devastating to look at all the chemtrails.
I know. I haven't been seeing them down here in Southern California too much.
That's good.
Yes. And every now and then, they'll put a big X in the sky. And
it is completely filled for days in a row. And it has been also for like almost a month. Nothing but blue sky last year. Or was it? Yeah, I think early this year. But it comes in waves again, like, day after day.
They are sending spider web-like stuff out. We saw it and caught some of it, and people on the Internet are talking about it and have had it analyzed. It's like spider webs falling out. My friend was down here from Canada, and she said, what are all these spider webs? And we stood out in the balcony that was covered and just seen all these fibers coming down all over Sedona.
Yeah, I went out on the patio one day, and looked up and there was all these spider webs falling out of the sky and blowing down the road.
Yeah. You should look it up and see what those spider webs are concocted of. You're going to be very startled.
Oh, gosh.
What was it?
Well, it's too much to talk about now. You just look it up online, find it out. Spider web chemtrails in the last few days. All kinds of genetics and with nanoparticles.
That's why the whole planet healing call is so important, I think, what we're doing, and that is put everything in the love light.
No weapon used against us shall prosper.
Putting human DNA into seeds. As somebody who thinks that up, I mean, no telling what these people are doing. It is strange thinking.
If you can find it, look online for the Hidden Hand Dialogue.
Hidden Hand Dialogue.
That is very, very, very interesting. This tells you from way, 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 way back when all the parties were agreed upon that duality was going to be introduced over here on this planet as a emergency tool to get things going or defrosted or whatever. But after reading this information, this is one from the, you know, from the negative side, from, I believe, the seventh density, who every so often they have to have a conversation with those people, like the light workers, and share information that is like part of the contract or something. But he, she, I don't know if it's a he or a she, but Hidden Hand is providing some very insightful and also very wise information in this dialogue. And it was very important for me when this dialogue came into my possession and read it, because, you know, sometimes for me, if I go too deep into negative, because there are so many resources online you can look in, just craziest, crappy stuff. And there's so much evidence, also whistleblowers, you know, apart from the bad guys, who run away from it and speak out. It is heartbreaking, but having more insight through Hidden Hand has been very important to me.
Do we have any questions?
Does that hand have, is that plural or singular hand?
Is it what, sorry?
It says a hidden hand. Is it hidden hand or hidden hands? Is that
the hidden hand? Like the portrait from Napoleon. He had one hidden hand within his blouse. Was symbolic, I guess.
What? One hand.
One hand.
When is we have questions?
I never thought you'd ask.
I'm also surprised. Happily surprised.
We have two questions.
Okay.
By the way, we'll see how it goes, but I am going to be on Alfred Weber this Saturday at 10 a.m. for 2 hours. And Alfred is kind of getting excited about this. He's been reading channelings, and he might have even had a little miracle with the Elohim. So it promises to be really good. If you have not sent me an email with Founder in it, then please do so, in case we get overloaded with people. Now, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I'm learning as I go. And but in any case, let me see.
So 10 till noon this Saturday.
No, yeah, 10 till noon.
And that's a conference call, correct?
It's either a video or a conference call, okay?
All right. What was the title again? You said to send in the email if...
I'm going to send an email out.
I'm talking about, you said earlier, if you're a... before it gets too crowded.
Founder.
Okay.
Yeah. That way I can communicate, in case we suddenly have loads of people coming in, I can communicate with the people who started, or, you know, have a reminiscent session. It's just the founders. Okay. Okay.
I'm applying for the founder group.
Yeah, you're a founder, okay?
All right.
There's founders and there's flounders. All right. But you guys don't have that many questions.
Hey, you know what? May had an urgent question. May, are you here?
Yes, I am.
May, are you trying to figure out about moving still?
Well, I have a place to move to, but now I'm still having a hard time moving to there. And I had Fred check it out, and he thought it was okay, but I thought maybe there was something else deeper in that new place that is just causing me not to move, or if there's something holding me back here. I mean, I've moved like 13, 14 times before, and I've couch surfed and what have you, but I've never had such a difficult time.
Well, you're just getting lazy.
Oh, well, thank you. I will work on that. I have definitely considered that.
Where are you? Where is the place that you're set to move to?
2 miles down the road. It's not that far. You know, I'll put a little bit of stuff in the car and work it on down, but I'm not really accomplishing much. It's like I have two places that are disorganized now.
I'm suffering
from idiotism.
For coffee.
Okay. As long as I'm not allergic to it.
You know, weed is still right now in California, right?
I didn't hear you.
Disregard.
How big is your new place?
I'm sharing it with another person, 1,600 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe it's the other person.
Do you know the person?
Yes.
And do you get along with him?
On occasion, yes.
Do you get along with anybody when you live with them?
Oh, I got along great with my mom. My dad didn't really like me that much, but he put up with me.
I see. Are you part Asian?
As far as I know, yes.
Which part?
From both sides.
Chinese?
Yes, sir.
Do you like
Shizanga? I don't sound Chinese at all.
Well, Taco Bell is about the only foreign language I know.
Okay.
Teddy, you have your mic a little too close to your mouth to hear your breathing in between.
Okay. There, I changed it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ready to...
Oh, yeah, we got to start recording.
I'm going to mute lines and then...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
Father, this is November 22nd, 2017, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our call where people submit questions. And we'll get right into it. Father, Mother God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround us. surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you on the world side of the one infinite creator. We focus on the kindness and good feeling that people are promoting at this time of year by getting together with their Thanksgiving ceremonies. It modifies the climate of the whole country to be able to protect this good feeling of families and home and getting together. More holidays such as this would serve us all, your realm and our realm, well, because the greater that your realm gets along, it does our energy hearts good to see this. Do you have questions?
Yes. First question is from, let me see here, Rich Buckley in Livermore. Thank you for my experience. Monday night, I meditated on hearing in my sleep my original soul frequency. About 4 a.m., while in the partially awake, partially asleep state, I heard a sound that I immediately interpreted as an audio dream state gifted for my specific reason. It sounded close to 4 seconds of tone from a musical high G scale Australian Aboriginal didgeridoo. What was that I heard? My original soul frequency? Was it close enough to me, to my original soul frequency, to use as a healing tool? I turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Yes, it is something you can use for a healing tool for yourself. It is a frequency that will reinforce your own positivity, your own centering. It is a frequency that will fill in areas. People tend to shy away from certain frequencies that have not gone well for them in the past. A person's chakras are tuned ideally to musical notes that can build them a complete set of tones and overtones that can reset their experience. Some experiences tend to shut down their ability to experience certain frequencies as they shy away from it because they do not want to recreate some difficult circumstance or other. That is our answer. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. This is from May. And she asks, who is Allah? And why does he tell his followers to kill people who are not worshiping him? Oh, that's from Dharmananda.
One must remember that Allah was brought through by Mohammed. Mohammed had his own distortions and went through a period where he jealously wished people to follow what he was teaching and felt that others who did not follow that would be better out of the way. It was a man-made interpretation. It did not come from God.
Thank you. Next question. I got to your program Monday night, and it so resonated with me. Ever since I was 12 years old and started to learn teaming, in it, teaming about the three stars, I felt a deep connection to the Pleiades, the seven sisters. My dad called it. After that age, I wondered why I felt like that was home. But after many signs throughout the years, I finally realized that it is probably where I came from, for real. About 10 years ago, I had a fantastic dream. I found myself on a spiral staircase from the heavens, floating down into the oceans. Two dolphins greeted me. We played for a while, and then they dropped me off with a school of tuna, and so I floated with them in the current. To make a long story short, I found myself in the depths of the ocean next to a crater with a bright white light shining up through it. I dove into the crater and landed in a huge abalone shell underneath a huge leaf oak tree. A huge white angelfish swam amongst the leaves, causing them to rain down on me. It was a feeling like I had been christened.
Like I had been what?
Christened.
Yeah.
Christened? Okay.
Right.
So, can you explain more about that? My relationship to the Pleiadians and dolphins is becoming very self-evident that we are connected. Could you elaborate?
Home. Listen to pleadings for you. And so when you look at the stars, at the three stars, you feel a connection. There is a connection. It is fortifying and feels good, like you belong. Life on Earth has not been easy sometimes. There have been nobodies, and one can take on the form of the dolphin and can swim with the dolphins and the tuna and can be a part of the sea world. You have had many adventures, and harmony is one of the things you have learned as a basis from living in the Pleiades and from living with the dolphins. When you feel like you do not fit, you can pull in these feelings where you fit marvelously and have felt fitted in the past and have been home. You will never lose that. Thank you.
Okay, next question. From Dharmananda. Who is Allah, and why does he tell his followers to kill people who do not worship him?
We discussed that already.
Okay.
Who is Allah? Allah is the representation of God that was brought through by the interpretation of Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. But is Allah a separate being, say, from the Elohim group and the Ra group?
Allah is another word for God. Something that the Mohammedans worship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see here. I think that's our last question for tonight.
We love you, and we remind you that everything is okay in the larger picture. You somehow found your way here.
May I ask a question?
And who is that?
This is Bonnie.
Yes, Bonnie.
Okay, it's a little short one. May I ask it out loud, or I'm working on an email right now for you?
Send it out loud, and I'll type it down.
Okay. We held a memorial in June for my friend Bob, who had owned the depot for many years before I took over. And I had asked our friend Fred to come and do a clearing that day. And I would love to hear from our sources' perspective what actually took place that day. Thank you.
What is the last name? What is the name?
Bob Succo.
Bob Succo.
Bob Succo, S-U-K-O.
And when did he pass?
In June.
Okay.
Okay.
Give us a moment. he loved the people. And he was in within his own being. He had put so much effort and work into the depot that it meant a great deal to him. Some areas of the depot were beginning to fall into disuse. He fervently wished for it to be revitalized, as so much of his life and work went into the maintaining of the depot. He was very happy at the ceremony that it was a revitalization, an activation of the energies of the depot. It, by activating the salient energies of the depot, it set many factors of disrepair running, and it became a vital project to reestablish the depot as a restaurant. That is our answer.
Okay.
I was wondering what my question was really about Fred's team and what may have went on. He said that this would benefit the whole community for them to be there on that day, and that there would be spirits that would see the opening and would be able to cross over. And I found that very interesting. He said that there would be four warrior angels that at the four corners of the property, and that everyone who came that day would get a blessing, which was really wonderful.
Yes. This is part of the activation that happened with the attention of the angels at the four corners, with the sending back to the light any hangers-on that were holding onto the energy of the Jupo, but were not an active part of it, to send them into the light so that they became reactivated instead of holding onto the past energy of the Jupo. So it was a very good clearing that Fred and his team provided.
Okay, when we do whole planet healing, and people feel the energy, what's the significance of that?
You are putting energy into the collective of a positive nature that, to some degree, balances or changes to positivity some of the negativity that has been put into the collective. You are changing the intentions and positivity of the collective.
Mm-hmm. Now, the collective has built up over a very long time.
The collective is in the now and can change on a dime.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We talked about Allah before. How about...
Yes, Allah.
Pardon me?
Allah? Allah?
Yeah.
Yes, do you have further questions on Allah?
We asked a question on Allah, right?
Yes.
How about Buddha and Muhammad and Krishna?
Muhammad was the prophet that brought true information about Allah and had a very large amount of followers that some of them, depending upon the period of Muhammad's life, got a negative orientation. Some of them got a positive orientation, depending upon which aspect of Muhammad's life that they were influenced by. Buddha was very patient, very wise, and brought true information from history. Very much sent down generation after generation in history that Buddha was able to incorporate into the teachings of the monasteries and of the historical knowledge and wisdom that was archived in the Orient.
And how about the Christ consciousness? Were any of those working with the Christ consciousness?
They had their own orientation that was specifically geared toward the people that they were in contact with. The Christ consciousness came through to people who were Christian and there's some crossover. Muhammad for a while worked in the development of Christianity in another life and was familiar in the earlier life with the Christ consciousness. So he had it as an aspect that he also drew on. The Christ consciousness was brought into focus in certain parts of the Christian church.
Thank you. I have this theory, I've never asked you this, but when Jesus first started and he went to India, supposedly, and did in India, and I believe other places. Was he in the Christ energy then, or was he under still learning energy?
He had a basic connection with the Christ consciousness his whole life. He went through phases of learning and applying it to each phase within his life.
Mm-hmm. And when Jesus first came in, I have said this before, but I don't think I've asked you the question. Messiah seems like an unlikely word for the Ra group to choose to label someone who is working with them.
Yes.
Was?
It is unlikely, and it was not chosen by the Ra group.
No. Was there an attempt by the Anunnaki priests to utilize Jesus as a control mechanism by using the word Messiah?
Yes, it was thought that they could put him into power and they could control him, and then they would be subtly, and it did not work that way.
Mm-hmm. Was Jesus chosen by the Ra group prior to his incarnation? Or
Jesus chose himself by his own orientation, his own growth, his own desires.
Yes. But at some point, according to a lot of indications, it was the Ra group who was working with and
yes.
through Jesus. Yes?
Yes, and gave him support and backup.
Yes. But was that something that was in the works before he came into a body? Or is it something that was developed while he was in a body?
It was in the works before he came into a body. Everything came together.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the Anunnaki knew that he was special and decided to try to use that for their own purposes of control.
They were searching for somebody that they could use.
Mm-hmm. And the Anunnaki that were initially connected to Jesus, were they Enkiites or Enlilites or both?
Enki.
So in general, it was somewhat positive on Enki's part to attempt, but to
Enki was focused on rebuilding society,
mm-hmm.
and he was not so focused upon details that then were put into effect and went forward.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in general, Enki was somewhat positive. Oriented,
yes.
I believe, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And that after Jesus left, the church was formed to take over his name in an attempt to control people.
Well, it was felt by Peter and other factors they could establish control better if they had buildings.
Yes. Okay. And after Jesus left, were the churches still under the vision of Enki, or did Enlil try to take that?
and they'll try to destroy everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we had a question from May, which I'd like to ask. And
May, look into your heart and see, in your heart of hearts, do you really want to move in your heart of hearts? Do you feel that this may be a dead end or a trap? Take a look at your own feelings as to what you feel will be an outcome of a move to this new place.
Okay. It's 7:54, 7:55, so it's time to end this call. Do you have any closing comments?
It does our energy heart good to see a time such as Thanksgiving when people can get together and be friends and giving. This beginning of a giving season of Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. So I'm going to end this call and we'll move over to Whole Planet Healing. And let me see here. Unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you,
Kent.
Thank you,
Winter.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Lots of love, everyone.
Lots of love.
Your conference recording has stopped. Goodbye.